This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe, you're on WEEI. Patriots signed Stephon Diggs to 3 years, quote-unquote, $69
million. Nice.
Quote-unquote, $26 million guaranteed. We are fans of the signing, but
yes.
I think the Patriots are trying to trump up the dollars. Which
doesn't
I'm
matter,
sure,
Jones. They got them.
I'm sure we'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are not quite what we thought. No, but I am happy they got them.
Yeah.
And I have questions about the signing, no doubt. But in general, I'm much happier with the receiver room today than I was yesterday.
Well, it's fair to have questions about it and also still like it. I mean, their top choice at wide receiver was Chris Godwin. That was very clear. We heard that they were going to, Schefter said they would have given him $30 million a year. So they wanted Godwin more. So it's okay as a fan if you're like, hey, I wish they were in on DK Metcalf or I wish they were in on Cooper Kupp. But then also say, Steph Diggs is so much better than everybody that they have on the current roster, even coming off a knee injury in his 30s, that I'm happy with that. I'm not worried about the money because if they didn't give him $26 million guaranteed, there's no way of knowing if they would have given anybody that money. They might have just stuck in their pocket.
Yeah, so I'm happier with the receiver room. I imagine Drake May is happier with the receiver room,
yeah,
which I think is important. So we'll get back into that with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You can jump in all day long. We'll also update the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket coming your way. At 11:45, we have two matchups for you. Baseball region, it is the Braves and the Retro Braves and the Red Sox. In the basketball region, the Celtics and the Raptors, as modeled by Marcus Camby today.
Yeah, oh, it looks great. So he is their first draft pick.
You can vote. I think he was. Yeah. At Jones and Keefe, and we'll be on to the Final Four tomorrow. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, it's a Would You Rather Wednesday. We got some Would You Rathers. What do we have today, Billy?
All right, first one, would you rather Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers next season?
Russell Wilson.
This is a tough one.
To me, it's Russell Wilson. You have to take one. You have to pick one. That's how you play the game. So Aaron Rodgers was just, I know the stats ended up looking okay. So if you only looked at the stats, you'd be like, well, maybe he's got something left. It was just such a failure with the Jets. Whereas Russell Wilson, not bad. Not bad with Pittsburgh.
Not good, though.
Not too bad, though. But they're both like, nobody that you'd want to have a conversation with.
Well, this
is a little bit of that, like off the field stuff with both of them, where you just like roll your eyes.
So my instinct is I don't want Rodgers because he's such an a-hole.
Yeah,
but then like
Wilson's is kind of obnoxious.
Right. Well, Wilson's teammates hate him too. So
Mr. Unlimited.
I kind of think that's a wash.
That is.
And so who do I feel I have a better chance of getting a big year out of or like making a run?
I think Wilson's fine.
I think Rodgers.
Okay.
And trust me, I don't love either one. So, but you got to pick.
I mean,
now.
Wilson's
Broncos country.
Yeah,
let's ride.
No doubt. I don't think he's gonna have a good year because he's with the Giants.
Correct.
Like that. I don't know who would have a good year with the Giants. So, but I'm saying, like, in a vacuum, or if like they both played on the same team, who would be a little bit better? Who would you get more?
I mean, the Steelers.
I think Wilson just told you
they're done with Wilson.
No, I know.
And so,
but the Jets just told you they're done with Rodgers.
Okay, but the Steelers were a good team. The Jets weren't.
Yeah. Oh, they were okay. I mean, they were average.
The Jets?
No. The Steelers.
Well, the Steelers. I'm sorry. Good, meaning they're a playoff. Yeah, they're a playoff team. Yeah, that's what I meant. So I would rather neither guy.
I mean, is Aaron Rodgers going to convince you to hire an offensive coordinator and like five of his former teammates again?
Well, my answer is I don't know, but yeah. I honestly think that's done. Like, I think even he knows at this point in time, he got to change the whole Jets organization. It didn't work.
No, it did not.
So maybe they'll toss him Lazard. Like, maybe you'll get like a player like that.
You can have Jordy Nelson. They'll throw him a bone. Randall Cobb.
But they're not going to upend the whole roster. Right. Not Pittsburgh.
Fair enough.
So anyway.
Unlimited.
You got to be unlimited. I would rather Rodgers than that guy.
Although,
but it's close.
For Wags, you get Ciara, whereas Aaron Rodgers, no longer with Shailene Woodley.
No.
Eating clay. They would eat clay.
No, I know.
I don't know if there's like a lot of nutrients in clay.
She also really believed in the sun on her private parts.
Hell yeah.
That was something that she believed in.
Why not?
What, you don't believe in that?
Burning everything.
I'm ashamed to even light my home on my private parts. Never mind out in the sun.
You're also supposed to, when it's a full moon, get out there a little private parts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't tried that.
You don't rip your clothes, you turn into a werewolf.
Well, there's that too,
Dick. That's true, yeah.
But next time there's a full moon, go out if you have just a little outside space, right on it.
I like it.
Yeah,
up at the monument.
Worth a shot.
All right, what else we got, Billy?
Would you rather the flashy genitals at the sun or the moon? No.
Moon. Less chance of a burn.
Yeah, moon for sure. Yeah.
Would you rather shut down Jeremy Swayman for the rest of the season or make him play every game?
I would throw him out there every single
Same.
Day.
You're like, this is, you give up another snowman, you're wearing it. Yeah. You are out there the rest. You did this to us.
Yeah.
You blame him for everything. So whether it's all his fault or not, you blame him for it.
Part of it's out of spite, but part of it's also like, all right, like,
we're paying you.
Well, we're paying you, and you're going to play these games, and maybe like, even though you suck and you can't stop anything, build up some stamina for next year where you can actually play 50 games, hopefully at a higher level. Like, he is out there every single game.
Same. 10 games left. If you shut him down, you're completely letting him off the hook, and there obviously needs to be a reset to start next year and be like, hey, guys, put this season behind you because it's been such a disaster, specifically for him. But no, I'm making him play every game.
There's only one back-to-back. He can play them both.
Play them both.
Let me add this too, Keith. Yep. Like, you want as high of a draft pick as possible,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do. Of course.
Put the snowman guy back out there.
Swayman.
Yeah.
Your best chance to lose games right now is Swayman.
Your best chance to get a higher draft pick, Swayman.
All his teammates seemingly hate him, so they're not going to play for him, right?
Yeah.
So, like, at least with Corpusala, they might have a little bit more pride. They might steal a win or two. With Swayman, they're going to lay down and die.
He's at 51 games. I want him as close to 61 as possible. Like, you're out there, you're playing every night.
That's what you wanted.
Build some stamina, lose some games, better draft pick. Yeah, you're the guy. Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
Would you rather have had Kevin Durant's career or Giannis's career?
All right, so it's Celtics Suns tonight, right? So you got Kevin Durant. So Durant, Giannis. So two guys sort of in the shadow of this generation of LeBron and probably Curry. So it's two titles and one MVP regular season for Durant and two MVPs and one title for Giannis, if I'm looking at that correctly.
That is yes, two MVPs, one title for Giannis. He was a Finals MVP.
Both guys annoy me.
Was Durant a Finals MVP?
Yes, Durant was a Finals MVP.
Okay.
Actually, both times, I think.
No, you're right. Two-time Finals MVP.
Because he blocked Curry. Remember, Curry never got it. It was Iguodala, then it was Durant, then finally Curry. And Giannis obviously was Finals MVP when he won it. They're both, I used to like Giannis. I give credit to Andy Hart. He was the first one on it. Like, he couldn't stand Giannis. I'm like, everybody likes Giannis. He's he couldn't stand him.
Well, we know why Hart doesn't like him.
Greeks. Yeah. He's got a Greek bias.
Exactly.
So it's pro-America.
But
that whole spiel Giannis had a couple years ago where he's like, there's no such thing as failure. It's like, dude, you were the number one seed, lost. That's a failure.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
when you lose to the 8 seed in the NBA, that's a failure.
That is a definition of a failure. Yeah. But then Durant, I just can't stand Durant's whole thing either. I would say Giannis because Durant won more titles, but he went to a team that had already won a title with Clay and with Curry and Draymond and just the way he sort of bounced around teams, which is his right to do. Giannis has just sort of been there the whole time. Now, he should probably have won more than he did, but at least he won it as the unquestioned guy. So I would say Giannis over Durant.
Giannis's championship, obviously, could be a big deal breaker, and Durant rode coattails with the Warriors. I don't know. Like, think of all the guys that Durant has played with, and like, think what you want of Kyrie, but like, Curry and Westbrook, and like, think of some of the guys he's gotten to play with.
Harden.
The high-level championship teams. He's like a four-time scoring champion, I think.
Durant is.
Four-time scoring champ. He is a two-time finals MVP. People are always going to hold him teaming up against Golden State.
Yeah.
But the way the question's worded, if I'm not mistaken, is whose career would I rather have?
Yeah. Than Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I would disagree with Wiggy on that. Yeah. I would rather have the career of Kevin Durant. Like, now I'm the player and I get to play it out.
Yeah.
I'd rather be him. He was rookie of the year right when he came in. Yeah. He's a two-time finals MVP. He's a two-time MVP. He's won multiple championships. He's bounced around to a bunch of different teams. He's led pretty much all of them in scoring. He's led the NBA in scoring four times. I'd rather Durant. Plus, you factor in, I know we probably shouldn't care about this a ton. It's really more about USA always wins it.
Yeah.
You got the high-level international play versus
He's a good
Olympic
player.
Giannis as well. Yep. So I'd rather have his career.
He is 6 years older. So there's also, you know, maybe Giannis kind of catches up on some of those like counting numbers, like all NBAs, which he'll be first team again, or like all-star appearances and things like that. I would still lean.
Well, Giannis, way better defensive player.
Yeah, I'd lean
way,
Giannis.
Way more legit championships. So, like, if you ask me who's the better player, I might go Giannis, but whose career would I rather have?
Okay.
I'd rather be a scoring champ.
Yeah. All right, very good. Do you think either one ever win a title again?
Well, definitely not Durant. Will Giannis ever win again? Not as the lead guy.
Yeah.
So, like, if Durant. I'm sorry, Giannis went somewhere and was the two to SGA's one or something like that. Yeah.
Well, the crazy thing, Durant's still good. Like, he's 36 years old. His teams have stunk.
Yeah, he's not winning, though.
But what if he goes to the right spot? What if he...
Okay, but then what... I mean, is he Karl Malone trying... We were talking about this before the show.
No, but I don't think he is
trying to hang on.
No, but I don't think he is Karl Malone. He's going to be All-NBA this year. He's averaging 27 points a game and six rebounds.
Okay.
Not first team. I don't think he'll be first team All-NBA.
But he sneaks on to a third team?
I think he does.
But how much credit do I give Durant if he's, like, the fourth best player on a title team? Do I give him that one?
Well, no, but I'm not saying credit. I'm just, like, does he win another title? Or have we seen his last...
I'm still going to say no, but... Yeah, I could see Giannis being a two on a championship team. I'm going to say no to Durant.
All right.
Okay, finally, would you rather eat gummy bears or bear meat?
What about, like, gummy bears? I would totally eat gummy bears if they fell on this guy.
This is topical because we had the Kiefer Madness yesterday where they had the meat shower down in Kentucky like 100 years ago. They still celebrate it every year.
If somehow you happen to miss that Odyssey app.
She may have even been hit by a chunk of the mystery meat.
I've never had bear meat.
No, me
Sorry
either.
If I'm a little prudish,
so
but I've never had bear
you're
meat.
You're from New Hampshire. I'm from Vermont. We're 0 for 2 on bear meat. That's kind of
weird.
That's kind of embarrassing for the whole state.
That's the upset of the day. No bear meat for either one of
Not
us.
Not good.
I do like bears. I like gummy bears. I have a good craving for gummy bears every once in a while. So I'll say I don't eat them a ton, but every once in a while, like, maybe at the movies or something, I'm like, I'm going to just eat a pound of these gummy bears. Give me gummy bears.
Yeah, so does the amount matter at all? Like, would I rather
have gorge yourself.
A handful of gummy bears versus bear meat? Maybe that would swing my opinion.
How's the bear meat prepared?
Great question.
Sometime between 11 and 12. It rained meat for a period of about 2 minutes.
Great question.
Medium rare?
Pulled?
I mean, it's like, I know, but I mean, like, is it like a bear meat steak?
Bear
is
steak.
Like a bear meat
bear burger.
Like a bear burger?
Yeah. In a stew?
Bear nuggets.
Bear dino nuggets.
Yeah. If it's bear nuggets.
Bear meat shaped like dinos.
Why is it shaped like a dinosaur?
Don't ask.
I don't know.
Pulled Kids bear. How about pulled bear?
Can I dip it in like a sauce?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. My answer, by the way, regardless, is bear meat. I was saying the one thing.
Your answer is bear meat.
Yeah. What might swing it is like I only have to eat like 3 gummy bears, but I'd like to try bear meat. I don't know how I've gone 41 years on this planet without eating it.
I'd try it, but they seem like.
I think it's gamey.
Yeah, it's not an animal I think I would
want
to
eat. When in doubt, say, I think it's gamey.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
either
yeah.
gamey or like gamey. Chicken. There's no in-between when referring to other kinds of meat.
I think it's gamey meat. But I think, don't they also have like a terrible diet? So like they're eating dead stuff.
Well, they eat a lot
they're eating
of
garbage.
Salmon.
Picnic baskets.
Well, that's true.
Picnic baskets, salmon.
Dude, salmon's great for you.
So much honey.
If they're just eating salmon and honey, they're probably doing all right.
Good for the coat.
Not to bring everybody down.
But they'll like break into a dumpster and like eat the whole dumpster. That can't taste good.
You know what? Not to be a downer. You know what polar bears sometimes will eat?
Humans?
Other polar bears.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Like they're young?
Well, they have to.
They just drank Coke.
If they're up against it. Yeah, they have a Coke, but then they get hungry, Bill. And so,
but you're saying in a survival situation.
Yeah, if there's no food for them, and sadly in the Arctic there sometimes isn't, and they'll just eat each other.
The four of us are in a survival situation.
Like yellow jackets.
Throw in Terp. The five of us are in a survival situation. We're probably eating somebody.
Gonna eat one person. Or... Yeah. real team move, eat a little bit of everybody.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
The rescue team comes where all five of us are missing a leg.
Yeah, just a little bit of everybody. It wasn't fair for one guy to go, yeah, it's a little bit.
I mean, I got a lot of meat. It's a lot of fatty meat, but I got a lot of meat.
Why are all five of you missing one ass cheek?
I have a very good mobbling going on.
We ate. We worry about it.
We all ate one of our ass cheeks.
Just a little bit.
We got two. Okay, so my answer was bear meat. You went?
I went gummy bears. Oh, okay. Yeah, I ended up leaning on gummy bears.
Okay. Yeah. That's a Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones.
An image of Yogi Bear representing Yellowstone. We're talking about a sleeping Godzilla.
All right.
Okay.
As Yogi Bear said, some you win, some you lose, some get rained out.
Thanks. Very relevant.
Perfect.
So that's a Would You
Probably
Rather.
An exploded animal from an exploded planet that just happened to rain down in this area.
Okay.
Investigators determined it was nothing more than a man in a bear suit.
Let's update the Jones and Keefe bracket next.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
We're almost to the final four in the Jones and Keefe bracket. Two teams have punched their tickets. Two more will punch their ticket by about this time tomorrow.
Holy smokes.
So you can vote in the March Madness uniform bracket at Jones and Keefe. You can see the full bracket on Instagram and Twitter, again, at Jones and Keefe. We have final results from yesterday. Any thoughts before I give those, Keefe?
Yeah, I feel like some of our fears have come true, but then again, there was a bit of a shocking development as well along the way, right?
Yeah, we had the Bruins knocked out of the hockey region going into the Elite Eight. We do have the Patriots advancing to the Final Four.
So that I have no problem with. I think of all the local teams, and we've brought this up a lot, there was a local representation in each region, and the one that is the most deserving of advancing as far as it has is the old Pat Patriots. The red uniforms, the white helmet, Pat Patriot snapping the rock. That's just an absolute beauty.
So Pat Patriot were the 2 seed over the number 1 seeded Powder Blues San Diego Superchargers.
Yeah, they won the chalky region.
They won the vote 66-34. I would say now that Pat Patriot and that uniform is into the Final Four, they have a good chance at winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're probably the odds-on favorite, I would imagine.
Pat Patriot's going to win it?
They're probably the odds-on favorite.
Which
although,
is kind of hilarious that they don't even use that uniform really that much.
It's kind of, well, not only that, they also weren't even the 1 seed.
No.
But okay, that's a 2 seed getting out in the football region. In the hockey region, we have a 1 seed.
Yeah,
taking down a 2, the Hartford Whalers 55% to 45% for the 90s Mighty Ducks.
I like the 90s Mighty Ducks.
We know you do.
I voted for the 90s Mighty Ducks. But
there's crossed hockey sticks and a duck bill mask and everything else. Yeah,
it's like it's the Jason Voorhees mask, but in the shape of a duck. Like a duck could wear it and cover his bill with the mask. It's great. And he looks kind of angry, too. They got the crossed sticks.
Yep.
We know it's like an eggplant purple that they're rocking as well.
Not a burnt purple.
What?
It's good. It's a good-looking uniform. The Whalers, though, I mean, it's solid. It's a good-looking green. We landed on Kelly Green, I think.
Broccoli Green.
Broccoli Green.
Yeah.
It's got the H and the W and a little whale's tail.
Pretty nice.
I'm not mad at that.
So those two are into the Final Four. Again, Pat Patriot and the Pats Reds.
Yeah.
In the football region, the Hartford Whalers are through. In the hockey region, we have two matchups for you today. In the baseball region, a number 5 seed, the Red Sox, traditional homes, as modeled by Eric Gagne?
Yeah.
Versus the Braves. They're retro blues with the lowercase a. Who is that? Is that Spencer Strider?
Yeah, Spencer Strider.
That looks like Spencer Strider.
Okay, so that's a matchup right now. I would say it looks like the Red Sox, based on early voting, and we never tell you how to vote.
So just ask yourself
this. Based on early voting, the Red Sox look like they're going to punch through to the Final Four.
Ew.
Look, it's classic. Right? The font is iconic.
Uh-huh.
The hat is not a bad hat. That's the best baseball uniform of all time. Just the Red Sox.
That's what the people are saying. Not sure us people would agree, but that's what the people
are
saying.
Come on, folks.
So that's
a peek behind the curtain. We specifically it was somebody that people should hate, Eric Gagne.
Yeah,
try and sway
Billy.
The vote.
Billy is trying to sway the vote.
Don't acknowledge that we're trying to sway the vote. That's not what we're trying to do whatsoever.
But I mean, I like the uniform. I feel like it is a Sweet 16 type of uniform. I don't think it is a Final Four.
Wins
chance
a couple
to
of
win
rounds.
The whole thing.
They're happy with themselves. They're crying about their seniors.
Yeah, right. Screaming about the refs. That kind of that sort of season.
Yes.
Yeah, because baseball is the weakest of all the regions. Baseball, for whatever reason, has the worst uniforms. I don't know if it's because I don't know. I don't know what to.
It's a stuffy traditional old sport, and they never really interject anything new.
The Red Sox never really changed the uniforms. I mean, the Yankees have never really changed the uniforms.
There's something to be said for a classic uniform, but why is the region overall down? Because it's a stuffy sport.
Yeah.
And then in the NBA, the number 4 seeded Celtics in their greens.
Also, folks.
Versus the number 3 seeded Raptors, as modeled by Marcus Camby. That might be helping things, because right now, Keith, it would not be an upset. Right? It is neck and neck.
Wow.
In the basketball region,
every vote
region.
Counts out there. If you're thinking, "Hey, my vote doesn't count," maybe you're defeated.
Yeah,
it does vote, or it does count.
It does count.
Please vote.
And if you're like Nick, please vote carefully and don't vote for the incorrect team.
That happens,
and almost throw the whole thing out of whack.
Yeah.
So those are up at Jones and Keith.
But that's the other thing.
You can vote on Twitter. You can see the full bracket on Instagram.
In the great history of the NBA, you're telling me with a straight face that a green jersey with white block letters saying Celtics is the best uniform. I love it. It's my favorite team. I love it. I own a Paul Pierce like that, a D Brown back in the day like that.
But it is not a favorite team bracket. It is a favorite
it's not a
uniform.
Favorite team.
Best uniform bracket. Yeah.
It's the best uniform?
Yeah.
It also hasn't changed in 100 years, but
no.
Maybe that's why. Maybe because people think it's the best.
And it's a little dino dribbling a basketball on
there. He's dribbling a basketball. He's wearing a uniform. There's a dinosaur wearing a uniform on the uniform. He even has sneakers. I don't think he needs sneakers, but he does. He's got his head up, not looking at the ball. He's dribbling. He's looking for someone to pass. He's a playmaker, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Big, giant velociraptor. I like the purple jersey. Even the font's kind of cool. It looks like it was written by a dinosaur.
If you're watching,
it doesn't look like a dinosaur with claws wrote raptors.
If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEI, I didn't even mention. So Shaq is modeling the Celtics one. I didn't realize that. So Billy,
this is jokes we're trying over here.
Look, Billy and Nick they're trying their hardest to influence the vote, which we would never.
No,
we would never tell you how to vote.
Marcus Camby, fresh off his
look at the UMass guy.
Yeah.
Fresh
right,
off a Final Four appearance.
Yeah, look at that.
Modeling that.
I forgot how big Shaq was.
Shaq's a large human.
Yeah, a good sized guy.
I was telling Nick, when he was here, when he would sit on the bench, they taped 4 seat cushions together and put it on top of the regular seat on the baseline.
He was a hoss of the week every week.
If I felt so bad for anybody sitting next to him, because NBA benches are tiny to begin with. The athletes are gigantic. And then here's Shaq, whose knees are just east and west.
It's too much.
On top of just like 4 cushions, just taking up so much space.
If we were in a survival situation, Shaq.
He'd have to sacrifice himself.
If we could take him down.
We could eat for 2 years.
You'd have to do it. 617-779-7937. So there's the Jones and Keith bracket on Twitter and Instagram. You can vote there. Meantime, it is a Wednesday, a Celtics Wednesday. Not
pure
just
hoops.
A Would You Rather Wednesday. We have Pure Hoops with Terp next.